It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And back to 1985, Phil Collins starting a two-week run at number one with One More Night. First single from No Jacket Required, a massive album for Phil Collins. It was his second number one single. Reached number one on this day back in 1985. One More Night. We spend one more segment with Colonel Grant Newsham, author of When China Attacks, A Warning to America. Colonel, again, thanks for joining us on the program here on the Steve Gruber Show. When we see China's activities and the creation of these man-made islands to expand their presence in the South China Sea, are they, in essence, picking a fight? Is that how we should react to some of these actions by China at this point?
Yes, it's an effort to expand their control, their domination. And the South China Sea Islands, they are part of China's successful attempt, pretty much successful, to take over the South China Sea. South China Sea is about 1.5 times as big as the Mediterranean Ocean. It's international waters. Just absolutely vital sea lanes of transportation, energy supplies, et cetera, say to Japan and elsewhere. And China's taken it because it wants it. It's daring somebody to do about it. And it's really just the start of a longer-term effort to expand Chinese domination. But this is an absolute affront to international law, customary practice. And they do it very much to see what they can get away with. And unfortunately, they've gotten away with it, to the point they effectively have control over the South China Sea and could close it anytime they want if they had a mind to do so.
All right, Taiwan. We have to talk about Taiwan, this small island 90 miles off the Chinese coast. China claims it as its own. There are many fears that militarily they will literally claim it as their own in the future. What do you see as the short-term future for that relationship? And is China taking cues and learning lessons from the response to what Russia is doing in Ukraine?
Yes, China has studied closely what Russian experience in Ukraine has been, and I think they think that they can avoid those mistakes, and thus, if necessary, that they think they're able to launch a successful attack on Taiwan and seize the place. But for now, I believe they're going to wait until the January 2024 election in Taiwan for a president. If a pro-China candidate wins, China might hold off and try to just force or have the Taiwan government move the island back into China's grip. If the candidate who wants nothing to do with mainland China control wins, I would expect from that point at any time China would use force to try to get it. And they would also size up the likelihood of American intervention. And if they think that an American administration is distracted, weak, not willing to defend Taiwan, I think that would give them more reason to launch a military attack against Taiwan. If that happened, it would be an immense blow to America's military position in Asia. It would probably be impossible to recover from, but also it would be an immense psychological and political blow at American prestige regionally and worldwide. So it's a very attractive target for the Chinese communists.
All right, COVID, Colonel Newsham, how and why should we continue to probe, to find the origin and discover how China dealt with it? Is it important for us to keep that issue alive?
It really is. But just to give you a rough sense of how important it is, is the degree to which China insists that we do not.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, when China tells you not to do something, you're doing something right. You should do more of it. It's a very accurate rule of thumb. But more importantly, the Chinese have been engaged in biological warfare research and weapons development for a long, long time. They have kept it hidden, much of it secret, and have not complied with agreements they have reached for transparency. And this is very sophisticated weaponization of biological tools, and the COVID, you know, is it certainly came from China, and common sense and enough evidence suggests that it just might have come from that laboratory. And China, whether it was leaked intentionally or not, debatable. but China certainly capitalized on it. And it's good to look at it as a test run, actually, for the Chinese. It may have been an accident, but they learned some lessons for it, and I think they like the way that it caused America to shut its economy down. It divided the society. You know, it has just the absolute furor that happened, and just giving up rights and liberties that one thought we would never give up. They liked the way it brought us from a sort of, we were humming, and then we came to a standing start. So we need to be careful about that. They also, they've engaged in chemical warfare against us, drug warfare for a long, long time. The fentanyl problem, the scourge, 99% of the materials for that come from China. China could stop it if it wanted, but it's very happy to have 70,000 Americans die every year and a lot more wounded by using that drug assault, chemical warfare. And the Americans really haven't done anything to punish China for that.
We are out of time. Colonel Grant Newsham, the new book, When China Attacks, A Warning to America. It is available now. Colonel Newsham, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. New products for 2023. Try the new dried blueberries in 1-pound or 4-pound packages. Discover pancake and waffle mixes with amazing flavors like buttermilk, chocolate chip, 5-grain celebration, cinnamon, gingerbread, and peanut butter. And what goes better with pancakes than pure Vermont maple syrup with Farmer's Best? Blueberry, strawberry, peppermint bark, pumpkin spice, and salted caramel. You can make your life a little easier with Patriot Foods. Use the promo code AMERICA. Get 10% off and free shipping with orders of more than $100. PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday all across Michigan and everywhere else at SteveGruber.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call